Day 10, December 9th. Today's reflection is based on Amos chapter 7, verses 10 through 17, and was written by the Reverend Dr. John Comperda, class of 2024. Too much. We all love a good prophet, when they're challenging someone else, prophesying doom on our enemies. On our side. I like to ask people of various traditions, who are your prophets? This is not about people's favorite prophetic voice, it's about who sees through our facades, who gets under our skin, who is holding us accountable to our covenants, who is drawing us out of our own familiarity, tradition, and comfort zones with the word of the Lord. Who would we rather send south to Judah? Because their convicting words are just too much for our land to bear. If we are to learn anything from our scripture's prophetic tradition, it's that faithfulness is ultimately a matter of how we receive God's prophets, what we do with discomfort, and our openness to the prophetic call to repent and see the world through fresh eyes. The whole idea of Emmanuel, God with us, which we celebrate during Christmastide, is rooted in this prophetic tradition. If you head over to Isaiah chapter 7, you'll find that Emmanuel is not a welcome promise to King Ahaz from the prophet Isaiah. Emmanuel is a source of discomfort, revealing the chasm between the king's own political plans and the path of trusting Israel's God. And when the ultimate Emmanuel is born into the world, the land is not able to bear all his words, Amos 7:10. He disrupts the status quo and gets sent away with nothing but a cross on his back. I hope there are other tidings of comfort and joy in this devotional, for Emmanuel brings these too. Today's text, however, is a reminder that spiritual growth involves prophetic disruption. The way to Christmas light winds through Advent night. Christ is born through Mary's labor pangs. New creation emerges from the ashes of the cross. Today's prayer. Holy Disruptor, open my ears to the prophets you have sent to my people. Strengthen my heart to bear challenging words. Restrain my fight-or-flight instincts in the presence of discomfort. Prepare me to encounter your word, however it is made flesh and dwells among us. Amen.